Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Campaign lawyers for President Donald Trump signaled they intend to contest his loss to President-elect Joe Biden into January, even though all states but one certified their vote counts showing Biden won the national election last month. Trump has refused to concede his loss to Biden or say whether he plans to attend Biden's inauguration on the steps of the U.S. Capitol on January the 20th. Trump has repeatedly claimed with no evidence the election vote and vote counting were rigged against him and fraudulent, but Trump's lawyers have lost dozens of suits in political battleground states trying to upend Biden's victory. President Trump and President-elect Biden held simultaneous events focused on COVID-19's pandemic. On Tuesday, President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden also called for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days of his administration. And vaccines against COVID-19 may begin arriving within days here in the U.S. as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in the clinical trial so far, but there are still unknowns. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA.